God controls the outcome.
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Genesis 50:20.
I bless you today to not stay in despair about the evil done against you, the unfairness committed, the unrighteousness performed. God wants you to know that although the evildoers will be held responsible for their evil deeds, it is He who controls the outcome. I bless you to take courage from the life of Joseph, who was persecuted by his own jealous brothers, thrown into a dry water pit, left to cope with his hopeless circumstances. Even though they meant it for evil, it was God who controlled the outcome, raising Joseph up to become a leader next to the mighty Pharaoh. Read about the life of Joseph in the Bible book of Genesis.
For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, for the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18.
I bless you to allow God to raise you up from the effects your present circumstances have on you. Believe that your present troubles are small compared to the glory God has in store for you in the final outcome. Fix your gaze on God. Remember, it is God who controls the outcome.
For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Jeremiah 29:11.
I bless you.